So how do you get out of a bad mood? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. And you can find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today I have a fun question. How do you get out of a bad mood when you hate everybody and hate everything and motivated to do nothing? How do you get out of your own way? It's a fun listener question, so I'm just going to dive right in. Heather, I'm stuck in what feels like a permanent bad mood. Everything annoys me. Everything irritates me. Last week was awful, so I decided I needed a weekend to just shut off and do nothing. I canceled plans and every intention to just sleep, rest, and relax. It's Monday now, and I'm still pissed off, unmotivated, and resentful. If I'm honest, I've been stuck in this holding pattern for a month now. I can't figure it out, but I just feel like screaming at the top of my lungs. How do I get out of this spot? Okay. So the first step might surprise you. The first step for people who are sort of on the personal development journey and people who are used to working on themselves and value personal growth, it's sometimes hard for us folks like that to just give ourselves permission for it to suck for a little while. If we're in a bad mood, if we're feeling negative, if we're only counting the red lights and we're never noticing the green, we feel like we're doing something wrong, like we're just doing life wrong, and that we have to snap out of it, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, and just get on with it. I think sometimes what happens is that creates the roots of resentment. Because when you're telling yourself a story that you can't feel a certain way, that you're not supposed to have a certain reaction, that your attitude is the wrong reaction and you have to snap out of it and think differently, then you're constantly invalidating yourself. You're telling yourself you don't get to feel this way. This experience isn't real or genuine. You don't get to have this thought or feeling. What's wrong with you? And you start to beat yourself up. The energy it takes to not feel something is exhausting, because our feelings cannot be controlled. The only thing we can control in your story here is what you do with it. But when you waste time and spend energy trying to feel a different way other than your feeling, you're not allowing yourself a release. You're not giving yourself permission to just let it suck for a little while and to sit in the suck for a little while. Sometimes you have to let it suck to kind of figure out what's wrong, what's bothering you, what's eating at you. And if you jump from it and you run from it right away, then whatever you're not acknowledging, whatever you're not dealing with, is going to stay, it's going to build roots, and it's going to start to ground itself in you until you start to pay attention. So it's not as simple as just brushing it off, skipping the entire thing, moving on, pretending you're not feeling that way, and just walking down the sunny side of the street. If it were that simple, that response would have worked for you so far. What you're talking about is that this has been going on for a month and it's not working. So the first thing I want you to make sure of, because again, like, this is a time of year where a lot of people struggle with seasonal depression. I don't know where in the world you live or where you're from, but if you're in the land of winter right now and winter has come, Game of Thrones style, that sometimes alone can explain why people are negative, feeling weighed down, burdened, and heavy. Because the seasonal affective disorder, even when people don't have the whole like spectrum of symptoms, but the idea that the decreased sunshine, the colder temperatures, being inside more often can really affect one's mood. Sometimes people just struggle with depression from periods of time. You want to do a gut check with yourself before you tell yourself you shouldn't be feeling a certain way, you shouldn't be having a certain reaction. Just check in with yourself. Make sure this isn't depression talking that needs more serious attention, or if this is seasonal issue related, see what you can do about offering yourself some relief. Like, that's always going to be an important part of the process. If you've let yourself be grumpy and that hasn't worked, first just do a gut check to make sure you're not struggling with something more serious. You probably expect me to say something along the lines of get really still with yourself. Try to ask yourself what's bothering. Ask yourself where it hurts. What's been going on? I am going to say that. but not right now. Because what we run the risk of sometimes when we're in a bad mood is if we start to say, what's bothering me? Is it because my boss didn't have that meeting with me that he said he was going to have? Is it because my sister hasn't called me back yet? Is it because I haven't seen my friends in 2 weeks? Is it because of this? Because of that? We run the risk of creating a bunch of reasons for being upset that we might not actually be upset about. It could just be bad energy in us that needs to be released, just a storage of stress that needs to be undone. And if we start poking around for a cause before we just try to release the tension, sometimes we're just creating a whole host of problems for ourselves. So I want to focus a little bit on that energy release for you. I love what you said in the letter, that you kind of saw this coming, so you took the weekend off to kind of zone out and unplug. But here's what I also think is, despite your well intentions, my guess is you didn't release any of the feelings. You stopped having yourself do anything. You decreased the expectations you were holding for yourself, but you didn't actually give yourself room in that plan to release the feelings that have been accumulated for you over the past month. Because our feelings are just energy, and we get to decide what to do with them. We can release them. We can use it to motivate us. We can use it to change us. But when we let it just sit still, it becomes like still water after a flood. It just kind of sits and rots and collects gross things, and it doesn't do us any good. We need to release those feelings to give ourselves freedom to figure out what exactly it is we want to do next. So even though you took the time this weekend, my guess is your internal system read it as if you were simply sitting still. So the feelings didn't go anywhere. You didn't agitate them. You didn't push on them. You didn't press on them, but you also didn't relieve them. So I think step one to get out of a bad mood is to figure out what releases internal tension for you. Some people need a good cry. Some people need a good workout. Some people need to talk about it. Some people need to punch a pillow. I remember after really stressful days at work, sometimes before I would go home, I needed to scream at the top of my lungs in my car and just like howl and get it out and be done with it and stop holding myself accountable to being perfect, always having the right answers. I remember feeling like I just needed to unleash a little bit to get the tension from inside of me to outside of me. So I want you to do that. Do a self-examination of yourself. What do you know about yourself? What releases tension for you? And figure out if you can tune into that. Give yourself permission to release tension. If you need a good workout, if you need to talk to a friend, if you need to go on a long walk, what's going to help you feel better? One of the other things that's helped me a lot over the years when I need to kind of release things is I need to physically get away. My friends used to make fun of me for this, but I'd get in my car and I would just drive. And it was this idea of like literally just getting away, like taking a long drive, 2 hours one way, 2 hours back. If you can take a weekend away and treat yourself to something nice, you know, by all means, go and do it. But sometimes we need to change our environment to get out of our head. And when we're doing the same regular every day, sometimes that just doesn't work as easily. So if you think about you and what you know about you and where you have been most successful when you're your most tense, relieving that tension, regardless if you're sad, mad, scared, frustrated, take some time to work on energy release. Take some time on working on getting that energy from inside of you to outside of you. Then it might be more possible for you to calm down and relax. Give yourself permission to for it to take a little while. If you have been denying yourself the privilege of just being in a bad mood, of sitting in the suck, of being grumpy, then you might have a storage chest of energy that needs to be released. And you may need to stomp up a couple of flights of stairs. You may need to talk it out a couple of times. You might need to watch a really violent movie or, you know, listen to your like best workout soundtrack. There's so many different ways to release tension. You got to give yourself permission to release it, to feel it. And then obviously at some point it's time to let it go, right? The other thing that sits out and stands out in your letter is this idea that your go-to for self-care was just to kind of unplug and do nothing. And I think that that's the temptation a lot when we feel overworked and overscheduled, is that we're just not going to have any expectations. We're not going to have anything scheduled. We're not going to have to be anywhere at a certain time. We're not going to have to do anything on a certain time. But and for some people, that is their self-care. For some people, that's the way they legitimately take care of themselves. They numb out to Netflix, and then in 2 days, they're fine. But a lot of times where people get stuck in bad, grumpy moods, it's because they haven't had any new experiences to feel good about or to feel positive about. And so then as a result, when that happens, they haven't sort of soothed the bad feelings. They may have like released it. They may have dealt with it. They may have moved on from it, but they haven't given themselves any good to balance out. Like numbing out to Netflix is fine for a couple of hours, but without a new experience, it doesn't give us a lot to be excited for. So we don't end up balancing the scales and relieving ourselves of the suck with anything good. We've just kind of neutralized the territory. And instead, what we really, really do want to do is start to increase the positive energy, the positive emotions, the positive experiences and interactions with people so that we can start to feel better, so we can start to notice the green lights. But if we're just numbing out, we're not taking care of ourselves. And this is where I have to stop myself from rolling my eyes at my own advice a little bit. So here's the thing about self-care. What works for one person doesn't work for another. I think we're lectured a lot on what self-care is. And everybody seems to think that it's about writing in your journal, going on a long walk on a beach, getting a spa vacation. And that isn't self-care for everybody. Not everybody finds self-care in candles, lotus leaves, and yoga poses. For some people like myself, self-care is going to be boxing it out as hard as possible with really loud music in a boxing gym, or scheduling time with my girlfriend for a marathon girlfriend day, or, you know, cooking a really good meal that requires a lot of steps and a lot of details and takes all day. So what works for me isn't going to work for everybody else. And that's true for you, that what works for you isn't going to work for everybody else. But we need to know who we are, how we move through the world, so that when we get upset, when we have a bad day, we know what's going to help us. So I want you to take a second to tune into other times in your life when you've been stressed, burdened, worried, stuck. What makes you feel better? Because some of those things are the things you're going to need now. Some of those things are going to become your new self-care regimen that you're going to have to make time to do regularly and consistently. You want to know who you are so you know what sets you up for success and you allow yourself to have it. It's not as simple as just stopping your exposure to stressors. That's what you did this weekend. You just numbed out, you unplugged, and you didn't have to face anybody kind of, you know, interrupting your process, but you didn't balance it out with anything good. And that's really the next step, is once you've gotten that energy release, once you've taken some time to take care of yourself, you have to start collecting new, more positive experiences, creating new memories, finding new activities to do, just taking a moment to enjoy yourself, to balance the scales a little bit. Because what you ended up doing in your bad mood is you tried to neutralize it, right? You tried to neutralize the bad. But what we want to do is we want to tip the scales by adding more good to the story, by adding more positive memories, more positive associations, more feelings of good excitement and energy to balance out the negative. And again, this might take time. Like sometimes it's not as simple as just get over over it, suck it up, move on. Sometimes if it's taken this long to take root, you just need to take your time with it. So give yourself permission to be in a bad mood. It is not poor personal development if you just let yourself be grumpy for a day or two. But like, put a time limit on it. Tell yourself you're going to indulge in your pity party for 2 days, and then it's time to just move on and get on with it. But, you know, then once you give yourself permission to do it, then focus on releasing those feelings. Get rid of the negative energy. Whatever's been stored up, get it outside of your body. Move it from outside of yourself. Then stack the deck a little bit with the positive experiences. And then once you've done that and you're in neutral territory again, look back a little bit. Look and see what was going on. How did it get to that point? What was bothering you? Because if there's something you need to tend to, you want to attend to it. Otherwise, you're just going to end up in this place in 2 weeks once your storage of energy is, you know, exhausted itself again. And you don't want to be here again. But trying to figure out what was bothering you, what was on your mind, what was weighing you down in the moment when you're pissed off is usually unrealistic. So once you've gotten away from it, just check in with yourself. See if you can figure out what was bothering you and what was on your mind. And then you can decide how you want to manage it next time. So I loved your question. I'm sorry you're stuck in this bad mood, but I promise you that if you just give yourself permission to be grumpy, you'll be able to get on with it so much faster. Thanks so much for writing in with your question. Anybody listening, you can send me your thoughts and questions over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. But I'm all set for today. Thanks for talking to me, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.